Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor. Some people could think of her as a health nerd, especially since she spends hours every week doing health research. Jessica Labby is our co-host. Here's her health nerd moment. At the age of 10, Jessica used to get into her grandmother's vitamin E bottle and fill up a baggie to bring to school. She would chew on them all day. She liked the feeling of them popping in her mouth with the oil oozing out. Is that why she has great skin? Mr. Mike Clark, our producer, is in the house. He in no way would be considered a nerd. This guy is just too cool. You put these three characters together and something special happens. They will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better. You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is a very, very special day in the studio. The impossible has happened. I am interviewing Dr. David Kretzinger.
Hello, David.
Yay!
Hello.
Yes, he is my husband. And what makes him unique is that he has this fabulous reputation really around the country for someone in chiropractic who doesn't say much, but if he talks, you want to listen. So we're going to get him to talk today. And some interesting facts about David. He's a second-generation chiropractor. His father, Gene Kretzinger in Iowa, actually is original owner of Spinal Corrective Center. He has a very well-known practice in the Midwest. And David decided to open a second Spinal Corrective Center here in New Hampshire. And he's been in practice for 14 years. And there's a lot of neat things that's happened in his life. He's won a Clinical Excellence Award for patient education. He has been voted the best chiropractor of the Sauhegan Valley for the last 3 years.
Fantastic.
And on a personal note, you know, he doesn't just come out and tell people this, but he's actually a professional dirt bike racer. He's double A in the New England Trail Riders Association. And
can we just talk about that today? That sounds like fun.
Talk about that.
It is fun. And really, it's all representative of how disciplined he is as a person. He's very focused and he's very principled.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people wonder this about you, David. So I'm going to ask, have you ever in your life taken a medication, whether it be over the counter or a prescription?
Honestly, yes, I have.
What?
That, let's see. It sounds silly, but back, I don't know how old I was. It was probably when I was 16 or something. I have the only over the counter medication I've taken is an Advil. And
once?
Just once. I'd never taken one before.
That's my husband dabbling in drugs.
Yeah, my experimentation. As far as prescription medication goes, I broke my arm when I was 12 on an ATV, and there's two bones in the forearm, and I broke one of them. And when I got to the hospital, apparently the other one had to be broken in order for the other one to be set right.
Ouch.
So I was 12, and I remember being, I had a tourniquet on my arm. They numbed my arm, and they gave me something to bite on. And I was 12, so I don't know if I remember this totally accurately, but I do know that he just broke my other bone in my arm.
Yet you still ride dirt bikes.
To set it properly. Yeah.
He set it, and it, wow. So, and then I had some pain medication that they gave me after that that was more than over-the-counter, and my parents didn't deny that for me. I took that.
See, my brother used to have, when he was younger, really bad ear infections, and they used to give him, you know, antibiotics all the time for these ear infections.
Yeah.
Now, would chiropractic help with that kind of situation?
I talk to people all the time that have that problem. It seems like it's more and more common. And chiropractic isn't for ear infections. It isn't for any specific symptom. But yeah, we have patients that are helped by that all the time. Me personally, I never had that pattern in my life. But the body is capable of healing from infection on its own, including an ear infection.
Right.
So you've never taken an antibiotic, not for an ear infection or a fever?
I've never been on an antibiotic. Fevers, you know, there's a purpose for fevers, and a fever is a healthy response of the body to that specific situation. In fact, that's supposed to be there, and reducing a fever makes no sense to me 99% of the time.
I remember having a conversation with your mother once about this, and she told me that there was one time that you had a fever that got really high, and she said, you know, over the course of the night, There was moments where she just, you know, you can do it. It was a little bit nervous about it, but she waited it out. And then the morning your fever just broke and you were fine.
Yeah. And now, you know, now as a parent, I can totally understand why parents get nervous. I mean, because it's just the most important.
It's scary.
Absolutely. Yeah. And now I know that firsthand. But even if you do some research and just are smart about it, people think sometimes that I'm extreme. Well, it's not. Even go to, I was just looking on Seattle Children's Hospital's website just a few days ago. And on their website, and you can check it yourself, it says that a fever as high as 105 and 106, even though it's high, it's completely harmless. I mean, that sounds extreme to people, but that's a medical facility saying that.
So obviously you were raised in a very different environment. Your parents didn't have medication in the house. They didn't run to the doctor to get you an antibiotic when you were sick. Do you remember having feelings about what that meant growing up? Did you feel different than other kids? Did you feel good about that? Do you remember having thoughts about how that was different than most people?
You know, not really. It was just my life. And so, no, it didn't feel that different. I mean, I remember having friends and friends' parents ask me questions more than my friends.
Really?
David, you're obviously fit and healthy. A lot of people want to know, what do you do for your health?
You know, I think the biggest difference between how I take care of myself and how, I guess, most other people take care of themselves is it comes down to foundational belief about life. You know, you cut your finger and it heals. You cut the finger of a corpse and it doesn't heal. You know, even if you put a Band-Aid on the corpse or rub antibiotic cream on it or stitch it up, those things don't heal. Life heals. And the difference is that I have that faith. There's a saying that the power that made the body heals the body. That's how I live my life. What I do to take care of myself, you know, it's the chiropractic lifestyle. So you eat well, you sleep well, you move well, which is exercise, mental and spiritual well-being, and I just make sure my body is capable of working properly through a healthy, functioning spine and nervous system.
So do you ever get sick?
Rarely.
What do you do? Obviously, I know, but I thought the listeners might want to hear.
I give my body support, and that's what I do, and I let it heal. So I avoid junk, I rest, and I let my body heal itself. And that's it.
And occasionally he comes into the office limping, but that's because
that's
of
the dirt bike.
That's different.
That's different.
That's fun. Yeah.
That's when I do utilize the medical model. Is injury. You know, I think that in the United States, we have the best emergency medical care that probably anywhere in the world.
Well, and thankfully that has not been necessary up until now. So knock on wood, you know, that's good. Well, I'd like to know more about how you see the building of health and how chiropractic fits in. So when we get back from break, we're going to have a few more questions for Dr. David Kretzinger.
You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. For more information about Dr. Jennifer or this podcast, check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. If you would like to schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jennifer, call 603-673-5600 and mention this podcast to receive a special offer. That's 603-673-5600. To find a wellness chiropractor in your area, go to chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now, back to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
Back from break, we're interviewing Dr. David Kretzinger, a chiropractor from Amherst, New Hampshire, and yes, my husband. And Mike has a question for him.
Yeah, I've been to your establishment, which is quite nice, actually. And I've actually been to a chiropractor before, not your place, but another one. Your place seems unique. What's different about your place?
Probably the biggest difference is that we're more about wellness. I mean, you can go to a chiropractor and you can go there for specific symptoms, and that works well.
Right.
I just think that's probably one of the least important things, least important ways you can utilize chiropractic. It's so much bigger than that. If you were in our office and you look through some of the testimonial books, I don't know if you had a chance to do that, but you'll look in there and you'll see it's filled with amazing things, like things you wouldn't expect from an outside looking in,
right?
Like seizures and asthma going away, and digestive problems, and diabetes, and even and blood pressure, and like Tourette's. It just it goes on, and that isn't unique to our office. That you know that you can go to other chiropractors' offices in New Hampshire, in the U.S., and around the world, and you'll see the same thing. If I started talking to another chiropractor that practices like we do and start talking about these amazing experiences, we'll both just get bored,
right?
Because it's just that's just the way it is.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll be the first person to tell you that I don't heal those things. I don't have an asthma adjustment. I don't have a seizure adjustment. What we're doing is we're just giving the body something it needs. We're just helping the body work the way it was meant to work so it can do the job that it knows how to do. Yeah. So we're just there to remove interference and let the body heal itself. That's the biggest difference, really, between what we do.
Do you think chiropractic is misunderstood in
yes.
that way?
Yeah, it's very misunderstood. It's misunderstood by, and there's also different views of chiropractic. You know, there's chiropractors that really just focus on the treatment of symptoms, and they're not really interested in that other stuff.
Right, right.
And they don't even want to see that.
Yeah.
So yes.
So it's a more wellness situation.
We are wellness. The way I believe chiropractic should be utilized is true healthcare. It's not disease care, which is our healthcare system in the United States is really not healthcare.
No.
It's really sickness care, disease care. So as far as healthcare goes, I don't think the medical model has a whole lot to offer with that, because it's more about treating symptoms, making numbers low.
Right.
And that isn't how you create health.
How old were you, David, when you received your first adjustment?
You know, it was shortly after birth, probably 30 minutes after birth.
Yeah, I saw lots of pictures of kids up in your wall.
Yeah, which is cool. We encourage people to get checked, the babies to be checked as soon as possible after birth, and they're not always adjusted. With traumatic births, you know, they usually are.
You know, our children were adjusted at birth, and I remember, I think it was with our son. He was directly put on my chest. He was a home birth. And I remember, David, you said to me, "What are you doing?" And I looked at you like, "What do you mean?" And then I looked down and my hands were on his upper spine. And I was just kind of feeling around. And I said, "Oh, I guess I'm checking his spine." And it was so subconscious. It wasn't even something I had planned to do so soon. And interestingly, with him, I did feel a small misalignment in his top bone, and just little flicks of my finger, I helped his body to rebalance it. But it's kind of neat to see that it was a second generation,
right?
You know, that David was adjusted, you know, right after birth, and so was our son.
Yeah.
So, David, you grew up in such a way that the rest of us were not fortunate enough to experience, and you're able to pass that down to your kids. What do you teach your kids about health?
You know, the same thing. I just I want them to know that that health is an inside-out process. It isn't anything that they can achieve from anything from the outside to the inside. It's all inside out, and that health was a gift that was given to them. You know that God knew what He was doing when He made them, and have their faith. I want them to put more faith in their bodies and in the power that created man than man, and what man has learned over the past centuries.
That's a great point.
It is. Nature finds a way, usually.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's been doing it for how long? And we have very little faith in that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's neat when our kids will come into our bedroom in the middle of the night and say, you know, "Daddy, I feel hot. I think I have a fever. Can you adjust me?"
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
And they just know that their body can heal it. They know an adjustment helps, and in the morning, they're usually fine. David, can you think of any other cool healing stories that have happened?
I remember I would hang out in my dad's office sometimes, and I remember a boy coming in a wheelchair, and something happened to him. I don't remember what it was. It might have been an injury. It might have been something else, but he was told that he would never walk again. And he came into my dad's office to get adjusted. And I remember that he got adjusted, he left in the wheelchair, you know, and that process went on for a while. And then I remember him coming in on crutches. And then he came in and he didn't have his crutches. And then I remember years later, he went to college on a scholarship for baseball.
Wow.
And
wow. So you really saw that turnaround in his life.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating.
Yeah. And things like that, again, it's, you know, it sounds like it's impossible, you know, especially if you don't know what chiropractic is, but it's not impossible. It's just the body working the way it's supposed to work.
It's funny you say that because we have a new employee who started working for us this week. And at the end of her first week, I said, what's been your impression? What's really stuck with you? And chiropractic is new for her. And she said, I just can't believe how that one patient came in with a walker, and by the end of the week, he was walking into the office. And remember that other woman, her head was all bent to the side and she was bent over. And then the next day she wasn't as bent over. And then by Friday she walked straight, and she actually saw the changes before her eyes as people went through the office. That was pretty cool.
Well, I knew nothing about it really until I started doing this show with you. You know, my perception of chiropractic was totally different. Now it is totally different. You know, I understand what it's about, you know.
Well, and I think David said it perfectly, how it's not really even a treatment for anything. It's
right.
It's a lifestyle choice that allows your body to express itself the way that it was designed. And that's really the message David has tried to live by. And anyone who gets to know him knows that he really lives what he teaches. So what can we hear about dirt bikes? Because that's like one of the worst things for your spine.
That's what I was saying when she first told me that. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how that happened.
You obviously have to work harder at keeping your spine healthy since you've been racing.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah. And it's nice that I have my own x-ray machine because I use that on myself way more than I should.
It's also nice that you have a chiropractor as a spouse.
If I didn't, I probably wouldn't be doing this.
There you go.
I'm also his disability insurance. Well, thank you for all that you've done for this community. It's been amazing, this journey of having a practice with you, David. And I really appreciate how my life has been able to be so full because I'm married to someone who really understands health and healing.
Oh,
thanks. I love you too.
On that note, be well, everybody.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 603-673-5600.